Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tomorrow marks the 75th anniversary of D-Day, when more than 160,000 Allied troops stormed the beaches of Normandy and changed the course of World War II. CBS News military analyst and retired Army Major Mike Lyons is on our newsline. Mike, thanks for joining us. What sort of commemorations are planned for tomorrow?
Michael, you're going to see the president with the French president at the Normandy Cemetery, where they'll commemorate the 75 years of what really is the most significant day in the 20th century. Had that day gone any differently and had U.S. forces, Canadian forces, British forces been thrown back into the sea, who knows what the path of the 20th century looks like. You're going to hopefully get from our president a Ronald Reagan-type speech when he talked 25 years ago about the boys of Pointe du Hoc climbing the face of a 130-foot cliff in the face of machine gun fire and taking over German gun sites there that were preventing from certain U.S. forces from coming ashore. So it's going to be a great day to look back on the significance and the importance from a military perspective of June 6, 1944.
Sure, historians agree it was the turning point of the war. You're saying it was the most important day of the century.
Yeah, I can't see anything else that compares to it, given what the outcome would have been had it not succeeded. And establishing that beachhead was important. There were so many things that went into the success of that day, aside from the way our soldiers fought, but what the Germans did reacted as well. They thought the invasion was coming at the Calais Pass, which was well towards the north. They had armored divisions that were in reserve there. They didn't want to wake the German chancellor up, the Hitler up, didn't want to wake him up to deploy armored forces. They had a chance to win that day, and they didn't. And they thought they were going to defeat the U.S. and Allied forces once they took once they got into Central Europe. But that just wasn't the case.
So few D-Day survivors, or for that matter, World War II survivors, are right. Still with us. As we lose more of them, is there a fear that their heroism and the significance of that day will be lost on younger generations?
I hope not, and I think that to me it's a Gettysburg moment, and I think what I mean by that is you look back June 3rd, 1863 is the most significant day in the 19th century when the U.S. Forces defeat the South at Gettysburg, and I think we've done a good job remembering that sacrifice that took place there. So let's do the same thing for June 6, 1944. Let's always remember it. I do think you'll see, as we lose the greatest generation, 1,000 a day right now, I think that we'll always remember the sacrifice was made on that beach that day for our freedoms that we have currently.
CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons. Always good to talk to you. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Michael.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.